If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Two Chunks, a whole extra hour. That's right, a two-hour episode, which actually feels like one because of the time change coming at you. If you're looking at your time on your app and you're like, it's only an hour, well, we lost half the episode because we're recording this at 1 a.m. And when the time changes, we go backwards through time, like a traveler would, perhaps a Michael J. Fox
would do it. Like if Indiana Jones and Dial of Destiny came true.
Like if Indiana Jones and Dial of Destiny came true, or if perhaps
Emma Watson
Magic School Bus, maybe.
Emma Watson got hold of something that might help her with class.
It could have been like if Emma Watson did it with class. The first time we recorded this was terrible. So we did do time travel.
We saved scum it.
Yeah, we did a quick save right before we hit record and we just, pause L2. We're right back. I'm Jordan. It's Two Chunks. I'm Jordan.
This one's Doge. And what would a clock look like with no numbers? Oops, I did it backwards. The punchline's timeless. We're going to try again. Oops. You know what? We're going to keep it. That's funnier than if
that is funny. I've done that before. At a game.
You've definitely done it in A Star Is Born.
Yeah.
That's where you've hilarious. Just said the person's name and been like, nope, can't yeah. do that.
Yeah. I hate that I did that because now you guys, you don't think you have to work for my approval anymore.
I got a daylight savings present. I got a daylight sure. savings gift just now. I didn't know this was a gift giving holiday.
Yeah, I think the power imbalance is a little off now.
No, I didn't know it was a gift giving holiday.
We always give gifts on daylight savings. It's the one.
Did daylight savings end today or did it start today?
No one knows.
I don't know, dude.
That's not, none of it's real.
It's real.
No, it's all made up, baby.
Are we in standard time now?
They're just
LIVIN.
I'm Carter, here living in the past, here living in the future. If it fell back. And I refused.
Then it should be.
If I refused, then I would be in the future.
Then right? You are in the future. Okay. You're an hour ahead of us. What's next for us?
This year,
what's the next hour hold?
Why don't we do that as a country? Why don't we leave a couple designated people outside of daylight savings time so that we know what's going to happen? Yeah.
Just test.
Time scouts. Yeah.
Little time scouts? That's fine.
I think it's rude that Australia doesn't warn us about stuff.
Half ahead of times. Type movie.
Yeah.
The time scouts.
If only there was a time scout in the future on a special Thursday at the end of this month telling us what was going to happen. What? On the top10s.com? I found a list called 10 things you will likely do this Thanksgiving.
We'll just let him finish this whole
intro. Yeah, I like it.
It'll be fine.
Can you believe it, guys? Coolness 88.
They got coolness on this?
They got coolness on this.
Yeah, I don't know that I love the number association.
But coolness is a time scout. They are experts in the future, but not the past. So coolness has told us exactly what we're going to do this Thanksgiving.
Maybe they were born in 1988. That's okay.
Let's go with that
one.
It's Carter. We found Carter's profile.
This is kind of cheating, but I'll play.
I want you guys to try and guess exactly what we will do this Thanksgiving. We've never really had a sort of a prophecy one of these before. Yeah. I'm curious how accurate this is going to be. Yeah.
What number do you want?
This is just Carter's to-do list.
What number do you want? I'll go first.
Sorry, can you help me understand this list? What exactly are we guessing? It's the top 10 things on Thanksgiving?
10 things you will likely do this Thanksgiving.
It really is a guess.
Thanksgiving is a really awesome holiday to celebrate. It is. I can guess what you will do this Thanksgiving.
Hey, has Thanksgiving grown on y'all the older? Well, to start, have you always loved Thanksgiving?
I have always loved Thanksgiving.
Okay.
I don't know that I've always loved it, but it is growing on me. I would say that.
That's how I feel. I used to feel like Thanksgiving, it was like, get it out of the way. Move. I got to get to Christmas.
Time for Christmas.
And then now, the older I get, the more I really enjoy Thanksgiving.
I do love it.
Yeah. It's so low. Like, the pressure is on to make good food.
Sure.
But there's no, like if you make something that kind of sucks, nobody's going to, on Black Friday, be like, it ruined my Thanksgiving.
Right. Yeah. Well, I don't know.
But if you give somebody...
You could make something bad enough, it ruins my Thanksgiving for sure.
If you give somebody a bad gift, then they look at it every time they walk past it in their house, and they're like, that guy, I can't believe he thought I'd like this.
Or they just return it to the Container Store. I'm in two families, you know, mine and my in-laws. And in both situations, there is someone taking care of all food and doesn't really require or want much help. You know, maybe maybe a mash of the potato or a carving of the turkey. So I'm a designated, just like, hand me a dish. I'm just going to start doing dishes. I'm just going to post up in the kitchen and just, I'm going to clean up all these dishes. I think that's a good place to be.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah, it's a good spot.
It's nice to be able to be like, don't worry about it. I got it.
Sometimes the dishwasher's almost praised as much as the person who made the food.
Especially if, like me, you grew up in a family where a man never touched a dish.
Oh, okay.
I just, any kitchen I'm in is just full of female family members saying, oh my goodness, this is amazing. And it's like, it really isn't, y'all.
You need to, guys.
You need to raise your bars.
I do it all the time.
You should agree with him. You should be like,
I am amazing. I'm incredible.
I know. I can't believe it either. I shouldn't have to do this.
Doge, which one do you want?
Guess, sorry.
What number do you want, Doge?
From 1 to 10? Tell me number 5. Tell me number 5.
Watch football.
Doesn't make the top 10. So I think somebody edited your to-do list.
It is. I can't tell if it's funnier. I can't tell if it's funnier, the confidence that he swung, or that's not on this list.
Watch football's number 14.
Let me tell you this. I'll watch football on Thanksgiving.
That's it. Anybody will watch football.
You know about me. You know about me. I'll watch football on Thanksgiving.
That's a tradition.
I won't do it. I won't do it.
Well, I just will because it'll be on. You know what I mean?
Just because it's a special day, so it doesn't mean I'm compromising my morals and my beliefs.
Oh my gosh.
I'll just be too middle conscious on the couch to reach for anything that's not the inside of my eyelids. So I'll just sort of stare at the football while it's on.
Sure, sure. Well, that's one strike for Carter. I guess you shipped it off to your editors and they changed some stuff.
I want my money back.
Take a nap.
Show me take a nap doesn't make the top 10.
Wow. They're just wrong.
Talk about dad or day afternoon. We picked the two dad things.
Yeah. For sure.
Number 11 is sleep on the couch. So you're almost there. Or maybe that means you get in trouble. You get in trouble with your wife and she says go sleep on the
you're
couch.
You're in the doghouse.
Eat turkey.
Sure.
Yeah. Come on now. Come on now. Number 1, share the big turkey.
Share the big one.
Share the big
Everyone
turkey.
Gets
the small turkey is just for you.
Yeah. Turkey in a can.
Pie.
Ooh, you think it's going to be multiple food things? That'd be nice.
It seems like it.
Number 7, eat pie.
There we go.
Okay, we're just eating. Okay, that's fine.
Most likely apple or pumpkin.
Y'all got a pie pref?
Apple.
Pecan.
I love a pecan pie, especially like a homemade one. I feel like a lot of store ones, the flavor is sweet and nothing else.
Yep.
But like a homemade pecan pie, or Callie's grandmother makes this French silk chocolate pie that'll blow your butt cheeks off.
I'm sure
it's
it will.
So good.
Wow. I'm going to say I'm going to say there's a bit of humor here.
These guys are silly.
And cool. It's coolness? Funny. Is it coolness?
Coolness is funny. Coolness is funny.
I'm going to say a bit of humor, a bit of realism. Fight with your family.
Mm. Ooh.
Ooh.
They love the holiday, but they know that the truth is that you can fight sometimes. And it's going to happen.
Ooh.
It's not there. He's having to search Simarch.
Speak on that a little bit more.
Wow, he's going to make you
like
work
have
for
an
this.
Argument with your family. Have some kind of argument with your family. Disagreement with your family.
He meant full blown wrestling. I'm gonna wrestle with my cousin.
Do you need a specific reason to fight?
Yeah, I think that would help me know if I should give you a point or not. Why am I fighting with my family on Thanksgiving?
It's not going to be something like politics. Not on this list, at least.
Not on this list.
Fighting about some game they're playing?
Hmm.
I don't know, dude. Fight about who? I don't know. I can't believe I'm not getting it for just fighting.
Yeah, not what I'm looking for. Well, it's okay. You'll understand. I'm not sure. What I'm looking for. That's a strike.
That's two.
Two Ooh, strikes. I got one.
Yeah.
Break a wishbone.
What's the story? Break a wishbone. Not on the list. Strike two. You know that's a Dallas show, Wishbone?
Is it really?
I didn't know. Yeah, that. It was produced, it shot entirely in Allen at Lyric Studios.
What?
There you go.
Same studio where they did Barney.
There that's you go. Wild.
That's the story, Wishbone.
I'm going to say, what are we doing on Thanksgiving?
What are we doing? What will you likely do this Thanksgiving? Are you guys Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving, boys?
Giving. Emphasis on giving, I think. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving. I think it's emphasis on giving.
Thanksgiving.
Just on the final G. Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving.
I'm more of a Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm there's eight more things to do on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, boy, there's a big one. There's a big one that you guys haven't talked about.
Eat stuffing.
That's a strike. That's three strikes on his own list.
There's a big one we haven't talked about.
Oh, I know.
Set things you will
set the table.
Likely do this Thanksgiving.
Set the table.
That's another strike.
Can we keep
That's
going?
That's three strikes for both boys. Yeah,
screw this, dude. Tie
yeah, you're tied. You're tied, yeah.
Watch sure. the parade. Thanksgiving Day parade.
I like to do that.
That's number 17. Doesn't make the top
Dude,
10.
What is this list?
That's what you're trying to guess.
No, I get
it's
that.
Sudden
yeah,
death. Gets Next it. Person to get it. One right wins.
Can I ask, is it just all eating different items?
No.
Okay. Do a dish. Do dishes.
Mm. No, see, this is a list for boys. Mm. Boys in the Wonders family specifically. Mm. Doesn't make the top 17.
I'm gonna add
one. Can I? I've never added one before. I'm going to add wash dishes.
Do you have an account?
Yeah.
Coolness 88. Nope, I just submitted it. So it's now got a question mark. I added wash dishes to this list. So we'll check back and see if Anna voted for it. So it's number 18 now.
All right, fair
That's
enough.
That's fine. Let's say I said watch football. What if we're playing yeah. football?
Ooh.
You think they play but don't watch?
Maybe they're real like that, dude.
Could yeah. be real like that.
Maybe they're real like that. They don't need to pretend. They don't need to live vicariously on the TV. Play football is a newcomer, so it does not have enough votes to make the list yet. Next person to get it.
Yeah, no. That's wins. How sudden death works. Goes. That's how sudden death works. Hug grandma.
Show me hug grandma. Not on the list.
Wow.
Drink a beer.
That says a lot.
Hug, that's I think what's wrong with the world is America don't hug grandmas enough anymore.
Drink a beer.
You could.
You can. Not if you want to be on this list, though.
You can, you bottle.
No drink a beer.
You can and you bottle. That's a good point. What do you do? What does one do?
I hope this takes
what do you likely do
episode.
This Thanksgiving?
What does one do on Thanksgiving? Hey, and what does one do on Thanksgiving?
That's it. That's
when you guys
ask.
Listen back. When you guys listen back and you realize you didn't guess Indiana Jones, the bad one, the alien one,
shop
you're
for
be so
deals.
Mad.
Shop for deals early before Black Friday even starts. Shop for deals.
Shop for deals early. Not on the list.
Cut the turkey? Is that going to be different than eat turkey? Cut the turkey.
Number 8, okay. Be the person who cuts the turkey. Congratulations, great. Carter. What are you, you gonna, know hey, what you're going to do this Thanksgiving?
Oh, I'm going to be the person who cuts the turkey. That's such a stupid way of saying it.
I'm going to eat turkey and I'm going to cut it.
I'm going to be the person to cut the turkey. All right, I won. Give me this list. One.
I'll give it to you in reverse order.
Ooh.
Number 10, what you're going to want to do on Thanksgiving? The number one thing you're going to do. Flame of Silver says this is the most important thing to
this
do.
This is number 10, though.
Number 10,
okay.
Mash your mashed potatoes on your plate.
Oh, my God.
Number 9, you will do this Thanksgiving. Dress up like a pilgrim. Number 8, you will be the person who cuts the turkey. Number 7, you will be the person who eats pie, most likely apple or pumpkin.
Are all of these saying be the person who?
Nope. Number 6, you will eat as much until you get really full.
Wow. Okay.
Number 5. You will throw out your Brussels sprouts if you get any. Ew, who likes Brussels sprouts?
I love Brussels sprouts.
Number 4. Carter, this is the one I was trying to figure out if you were what kind of fight you were talking about. Number 4, you will hog the turkey and not let anyone eat it.
That's three turkey-based ones.
Number 3, well, it's a big day for turkeys.
It is a big
number
day
3,
for
you will invite friends to your house. If not, you will probably go to your friend's house.
Friends, eh?
Number 1, you notice I skipped 2. Number 1, you will share the big turkey. Number 2, what you will likely do this Thanksgiving that I wish you guys had said is you will say what you're thankful for. That's like the whole point of the day.
I don't think we really do that in my family.
Yeah, we don't either.
You're not thankful for anything?
Nah, not really.
Yeah.
We don't have to say it.
My life sucks. Everything's terrible. My life sucks.
I hate it.
I got nothing to be thankful for. Everything sucks. Well,
guys, it sounds like you don't really have a good plan for this Thanksgiving. Yeah. So I will send you the link to this list.
And kind of, I'm okay. Thank you so much.
You can write it down. You can cross stuff off as you do it. Recipe for the perfect day.
Yeah. I love that. Seems thank like you it so much. I'm thankful for a couple of birthdays. We did talk about A Star Was Born. And ooh, on this day in which our episode was released, there are two stars in particular, just two today, that I'm very thankful for. And one of them is about to turn 64.
Like the Nintendo.
How cute. Born November 4th, 1961. This gentleman, in his filmography, has 58 credits. And while these boys are trying to pick a random credit, A Star Was Born, if you haven't heard, this is using IMDb, which we often do. You could really use anything, but IMDb is the best because it has the amount of credits that they've been in, whether they're an actor or producer or all that kind of stuff. Usually we just do acting. But I give them an individual who was born on this day, their age, and how many credits they have. Then they get to randomly pick within that pool of credits three times, three picks, to try and guess who the actor is so that they can wish them properly.
I'd love to wish them properly.
58 credits.
I'm trying to wish them properly.
We're just going to do 57. 58 credits.
Let's hear 57. Yeah, let's start at 57. Why not?
Karate Kid Legends.
Jackie Chan.
Yeah. Let's try and get Rush Hour. Thirty-two.
Yeah,
it's helpful for y'all to like talk while I'm counting. Please,
we'll just cut it all out. Probably this whole game.
You got any,
we'll probably cut
you
the
got
whole
any
game.
Plans for Thanksgiving, Jordan?
I'm gonna go do Thanksgiving.
Oh yeah.
What number was it? 32.
Probably gonna eat some turkey. I think I'll probably fight over the turkey. Probably going to be the person who carves the turkey.
Are you going to call your cousin a monster by any chance? If so, that's number 13.
Is that really?
Credit number 32, 11 episodes of Ugly Betty.
Ugly Betty, huh? Never watched it. So we got to go earlier for Rush Hour than Ugly Betty. Mayhaps.
Hang on, is this Karate Kid Legends?
I never saw it.
It's a continuation of Cobra Kai, right? This isn't Daniel-san, is it?
What, Karate Kid Legends is a show?
No, it's a movie, I think.
It could be Ralph Macchio. Yeah.
Because I said 64 for Jackie Chan, and then I thought maybe that's...
I don't know, I think 64 is a little old for Macchio.
No, remember, because he, in Karate Kid, we were like, I can't believe this guy's 30 or whatever, however old he was, you know? I don't think he was 30, but...
Do you know, have you seen Ugly Betty? Is Ralph Macchio in Ugly Betty?
I just think it's more likely that Ralph Macchio was in there than Jackie Chan.
I feel like Jackie Chan mixes it up, but
for
yeah,
11 episodes.
Maybe. Let's try and get OG Karate Kid if it's Ralph Macchio. Let's just go early in the career, see if we can get either The Karate Kid or Rush Hour. I think that'll be helpful.
You want to go like 8?
Yeah, let's go 8.
8. Oh, there was that like 11 episode arc on Ugly Betty where America Ferrera becomes a martial arts champion.
The Karate Kid, yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Teachers. Okay. I don't know, man. 64 feels old for Ralph Macchio, but maybe it's not.
Doesn't it feel young for Jackie Chan, though?
I don't think so.
Okay.
Because when we were kids, Jackie Chan made a TV show, a cartoon TV show called Jackie Chan Adventures, where he was probably in his late 30s.
Yeah. What year was The Karate Kid? Do you remember? 80 what?
Oh, gosh. I don't know, man.
Let's just say 85.
Sure.
Right in the middle.
Sure.
If this gentleman was born in 61, as we know he was.
Right.
And if it's Daniel-san, if it's Ralph Macchio.
Right.
Then the Mach was 24.
Right.
Which feels like, wow, I can't believe that he's so convincingly 14.
Sure. Jackie Chan also isn't in The Karate Kid, so that's not a helpful metric if it is Jackie Chan.
Well, sure. I'm just saying it's the right... You kept saying it feels too old for Ralph. Yeah. It's not... It's the right
that's
age
fair.
For Ralph,
that's
I think.
That's fair. Rush Hour, Jackie Chan's probably... 30?
So I think I can confidently say this is either Jackie Chan or Ralph Macchio. So looking at which of them is more likely to have been in Ugly Betty, which of them was more likely to have been in a movie called Teachers as their 8th credit?
I'm happy to go with Ralph Macchio. That's fine. I just think it's too old, but it might not be. Because you're right. I do remember us learning that he was shockingly old in The Karate Kid.
Oh, he's not a teenager, but he looks really young.
Yeah. Let's go Ralph Macchio. Let's go Ralph Macchio.
Happy 64th birthday, Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, nice.
His 7th credit was Karate Kid. Y'all guessed his 8th.
Wow.
No way. How old is Jackie Chan?
Jackie Chan is 71.
Oh, my goodness.
Ooh, man.
That kind of makes
two
you sad,
fellas
huh?
here that look so much younger than they actually are.
Yeah.
Because Ralph Macchio still even doesn't look.
Karate Kid Legends is the like the unification of the two Karate Kid timelines. Is it not? Am I misremembering that?
I don't know. It might be.
Because it's like Cobra Kai plus, isn't it plus the Jaden Smith Karate Kid? I don't think Jaden's back, but isn't Jackie Chan back?
I think so.
Jackie Chan is in it as Mr. Han.
Jaden's probably way too big of a star, you know?
He's doing too many sequels to After Earth.
Too many.
After Earth.
I've got one more birthday for us. An individual that was born November 4th. This gentleman was born November 4th, 1969. Meaning they will be turning
nice.
66.
This cool.
86 no. acting credits with 8.
69?
8 upcoming. We will only use the 86.
You saying you want to start at 69?
Turning 56.
Sorry, 56. My bad. 56, not 66. 56.
Let's do the 56th credit.
Yeah, 56th credit.
Hey, do you plan to watch The Godfather on Thanksgiving?
Is that on the list?
Oh, it is number 16, so I just think there's...
Why? Is The Godfather a Thanksgiving movie?
Do you plan to spend time alone?
I wish.
Because that's number 12.
How The Godfather became an unlikely holiday classic. It appears that around 2010, AMC started its tradition of Thanksgiving with Your Godfather, where the first two installments of The Godfather were played.
56th credit real. For this individual. Dallas Buyers Club.
All right.
Could be all right.
All right.
Time might be a flat circle. What about it?
What about the 69th credit? Nice.
What if we did the 69th?
credit even though.
Nice.
I thought we could. I think we probably could. I bet we could.
You think Carter's afraid to, or you think he's
going to? I think
he's
scared to, probably.
Gold.
This is Mr. This is Monsieur McConaughey. Let's try and get True Detect.
Yeah.
Post Dallas B.
Yeah. I'd say like 60, 61, 62, 65 in that range. We're going to hit on like Mud, Interstellar, and probably True Detective all around that same time.
What? Give me a little Super Mario 64.
Yeah. 64. It's crazy that he was in that game. I didn't realize
that.
Yeah,
I know. Yeah, he's the Womp.
Womp.
The Sea of Trees.
Well, that's not helpful. It's Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Matthew McConaughey.
Wow. The doctor.
The man the doctor himself. In 2012, I'm going to give you a run of credits from 2012 to 2014. This is just over
is
2 years.
McConaissance.
Mud, Magic Mike, Dallas Buyers Club, Wolf of Wall Street, True Detective, Interstellar. 2 years.
Wow. Jeez.
What a run.
Yeah.
Holy moly.
And, what a run. Hey, and if I may, hasn't done anything interesting since.
Right.
Had about 2 years where he was unbelievable and then was just like, nah, I'm done.
That's okay. I'm going to do the Fast Bus now. What's that movie called? The Last Bus.
What on earth are you talking about?
His newest movie.
Nicolas Cage, isn't it?
No.
All right.
It's McConaughey. He's a school bus driver and there's a big fire.
Oh, what? The Lost Bus. You're right. The Lost Bus. Mm-hmm. A wayward bus driver and a dedicated school teacher battle to save 22 children from a terrifying inferno.
That's right. Check this out.
Yep. You got it.
This is his oil rig movie. He's in his Marky Mark era where he's just like, give me stuff dads want.
66% of people like this movie.
There you go.
Yeah, it's not enough for me. Sorry.
It's got 87 on Rotten Tomatoes.
I need 100% or I'm out. Let's go to show announcements. You know you make me want to shout, do some shout, shout, everybody shout. Hey,
what a twist.
Welcome to Shout Announcements. It's the part of the show where we give shout outs and make announcements. Shout out to, what does it say here? Us.
Oh,
in his we made notes, it. In his shout out notes.
Shout out to us and to our dear, dear, beautiful friends, Vince and Mariah and Gage, for making something amazing that you get to listen to very soon. Very, very soon.
Ooh, what
very
a tease. Soon. A little teaser.
Manilo style.
In fact, there. So soon it's... I can smell it almost. It's like it's wafting to me on the air right now. Like it's out of the oven. It's not even baking anymore. Wow. It couldn't be tomorrow.
It couldn't be, because then it would be silly if you were still here listening to this podcast rather than queuing up outside our headquarters for the midnight release party for the season 2 premiere of Imagine Dungeons. It couldn't be tomorrow, because that would mean that we'd be too excited. That would mean that we'd have to go to jail for being so happy.
I'm getting word from HQ. It looks like it is tomorrow.
Guys, I'm starting to think it's literally tomorrow.
It's right behind me, isn't it?
Please listen to the season 2 premiere of Imagine Dungeons tomorrow. You can find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Just head up in that search bar, type in Imagine Dungeons, and prepare for a super sized season premiere. We're talking just a little over 2 hours of fantastic Dungeons and Dragons. It's that same high production quality, full music, full sound effects that you came to expect from season 1. And we just really love it if you took a listen to it.
Full fat, full sugar, no calorie, just the flavor you crave.
no calorie, but full fat, full sugar.
Don't ask me.
That would be
no. We're keeping a secret. We're holding out. We're shopping around a couple buyers right now.
Don't ask me, but you're gonna love it. I guarantee it. Yeah, please check that out. That's pretty much the only thing we have to say, and we're gonna spend the chat answers is usually about 20 minutes, so we'll probably spend the next 18.
Yeah.
Just sort of harping on that over and over again. Can anybody say it in a different language?
Not without being offensive.
All right. Let's go back to the show.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We're back. Listen, I had a really fun day yesterday.
I'm glad.
Oh, and Callie and I, I've been very inspired. And by inspired, you know how like when you, there's no easy way to say this. When you see someone else live your dream, when you see that someone else has, you know, the group chat, they got the idea out of the group chat. They got it into real life. They met up and they did it. It was no longer thinking and it started to be doing. You have two options. It can either discourage you and say, well, that's not fair. They get to do my dream. Or you can take it and you can harness it and you can say, wow, I feel empowered. I feel It's so beautiful that somebody else got to do this thing.
Yeah.
We live in a world where people are just doing heists.
Yeah, dude.
People heisted the Louvre.
Yeah, dude.
And
you're such a heist fan.
I'm such a heist fan. I've been, I can't tell you how many times I have barged into Callie's office this week just to flop on the floor like a sad little kid and be like, I can't believe people are doing heists and I didn't do a heist. That's so unfair. That's so unfair.
Sorry. What would you heist?
Well, we'll get there because yesterday we finally decided to, you know, now that Halloween was over and the pressure was, we stole some stuff. No, now that the pressure was off to like watch a bunch of Halloween stuff, we decided yesterday that we were going to watch Ocean's 11. And here's the thing. I think sincerely, I've watched Ocean's 11 probably 30 times in my life. I've seen it so many times. Yeah. I do think it is one of my all-time favorite movies.
It's so good.
I think it is immensely watchable, like not even just rewatchable. I just think that it is. We talked last week about how like a movie could be so movie, like,
yeah,
it's just a movie. It's just movie stars being cool, doing cool stuff. And it is, it never gets old. I never get tired of it. It is so much fun. And it got me really thinking. It's been a while since I've done a thought experiment.
Okay.
And I have two thought experiments for us, and we're going to start with thegreatheist.com, a website devoted to, it looks like a some sort of tabletop type game where you plan a heist and like, you know, you roll dice. I've heard of something similar that you do in other games, like Imagine Dungeons does something similar for their engine. Mm-hmm. But we're not going to play their game, but we are going to use their crew roles as laid out.
Okay, cool.
So here's what I'm thinking. We need to fill out our crew with the three of us, and then any remaining spaces can go to any fictional character. No, I changed my mind. We're filling these with the actors and actresses that we think could best fulfill these roles.
Yeah. Cool.
That's more fun.
But the real us is being added to the crew as well.
We're part of the crew. I have opinions about where I think everybody goes. And frankly, I think the three of us could actually fit a couple different roles here. But I think that in order to make the three of us,
we're probably going to all agree on where we go.
I think so. But there's a couple spots that I think every one of us has two that we could be doing. So let me.
Is this going to be one of those Alvin and the Chipmunk things too, where we realize that we all exactly agree that which chipmunk we are?
It could be. It very well could be. So let me read you just real quickly these crew roles. It's not an 11 person crew. It's a shorter one, but we've got Mastermind, the person responsible for coordinating the teams, keeping track of time. Basically, this is the Danny Ocean. Then we've got the Brute. This is a role not really explored in the Ocean's movies because they're not particularly violent, at least not the first one. But this is a head knocker. This is a smacker, a rounder. This is the one who's gonna lift heavy things, kick in doors. This is the muscle boy. Then we've got the safe cracker, a specialist who is gonna drill through vaults, crack safes, etc. We've got a driver. We need somebody who can get us away quick. Then we got a cat burglar. This is our sneaker, our bender. This is the bendy person. They may have to duck beneath lasers or betwixt wires. And then we've got a smooth operator. I think this is sort of the Rusty, the Brad Pitt from Ocean's 11. This is someone who can talk their way past people, talk their way out of sticky situations. And then lastly, we've got the hacker, which is ultimately kind of guy in the chair, as well as dealing with electronics and cameras, things like that. Yeah. So like I said, I've got thoughts about where we all go, and I really do feel like each of us could kind of fit a couple different ones. Mm-hmm. But in order for all three of us to fit, I think I know where we each go, but I'd love to hear your thoughts.
Mastermind is Vin Diesel. No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I can't put him anywhere. Villain Vin Diesel's name is only coming up because I went immediately to Fast X because I keep forgetting Alan Richson's name, and it's also really hard for me to say. But I do like him as the muscle, because it did feel like of the roles that we clearly none of us could do.
Yeah.
Yes, I agree with that completely.
Either him and also Cena. We've got lots of good options for the muscle from Fast X. John Cena would be fun too.
I'm thinking Bautista for muscle.
Bautista would be great. But I don't know. In my mind, we're actually making the movie. We're actually doing this thing. And I know that Bautista and Richson, I think, are both kind of done with the just cast me for this because I'm big. Because I'm muscle. Well, our heist,
the Brute could be more than that. You know? Mm-hmm. I'm okay. I'm okay with a heart of gold, but a body of iron. That's fine with me.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that.
That's actually what it says on a sticky note on my mirror.
A heart of gold, body of iron.
First thing in the morning when I wake up, that's what I try to be every day.
That makes sense.
Carter, what role do you think you'd play in the crew?
There is one that stands out to me so clearly for you.
It's muscle.
It's muscle.
It's not bendy. It's not it's not any technical thing. I can't.
Nope.
I'm not cracking a safe. I'm not the guy in the chair. I'm probably
Jordan,
the
master. Nope was pretty enthusiastic.
Nope.
I'm probably the Danny Ocean type, I would think, of getting the band together.
If I had two for you, I think that's one of your two. Yeah. That's not the one that I go to the hardest for
and
you.
And then the other one would be to talk my way out of something.
So that's the one that I lean to the most for you.
That's the one I want the most.
I picture you trying to coordinate everybody's activities and stressing yourself out beyond belief.
Yeah. I am on medication now, which is great.
That could be it, though.
That could be your Zyrtec, baby.
Yeah, smooth operator was what I had for you primarily.
Yeah, I like that. I think that's what I would want. Personally,
I think I'm probably one of the two technical ones where I'm either cracking safes or I'm the man in the chair.
I feel the man in the chair vibes for you, to be honest.
I had you a safe cracker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I think man in the chair needs to be a little more, you are skilled, but not hacker vibes to me. You know what I mean? I think
I'm sort of like the bad boy of technology.
I'm picturing you a little we're in Barney Rubble Trouble. You know what I mean? You're kind of a guy that's like, he's got some explosives, but they're targeted explosives.
The bad boy of technology.
The bad boy of technology is sort of what I meant.
Thank you. That's on my LinkedIn.
For sure. No, I think that, because Callie and I talked about this after the movie, I don't think I'm Danny Ocean. But in this in this scenario, I do think I'm the mastermind role. I do not think I'm Danny Ocean. That. If we're one-to-one in Ocean's 11, I'm certainly not Danny Ocean. But in this, in these categories, I think that coordinating the team and keeping track of what everybody's doing to make sure we're all moving like clockwork, I do think I've got that.
Sure.
I think I can handle that.
Yeah.
I think now,
what positions are open?
We've got brute, driver, cat burglar, smooth operator, and hacker.
Okay. Wait, I thought I was the hacker.
Safecracker is what I thought, but if you'd rather be a hacker, we can put you there.
Hacker's what's the difference the between hacker and
hacker's the guy?
Hacker's the guy in the chair. Safecracker's
in the van outside of the safe.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. The bad boy of technology.
Sort of the bad boy of technology. Yeah. There's a nerd of technology. There's a bad boy.
And then there's a bad boy of technology. Like I'm what he could be if he was cool.
Yes. You're what he aspires to be. So I really like Richson. Alan Richson is the brute. He's just so large, this man.
Yeah, he's just the biggest man who has ever lived.
Having seen only the first season of Reacher and desiring to see no more, I do know that he is big.
He's a very big guy.
And if we're casting a movie or if we're doing a heist with actual Alan Richson, I think that he's a great choice for the brute.
For sure.
Are we comfy with that? With Richson as the brute?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would lock that in.
Yep.
That was one of the first ones I thought of.
Amazing.
Yep.
Who's our driver?
Can we get Michelle Rodriguez as our driver?
Oh man. Yeah,
of course.
A little bit of Letty.
Yeah. I think it's okay if we allow some of their movie based skill sets in, because I don't know if she can drive super crazy in real life, but I imagine
she can. She drives well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like Michelle Rodriguez as our driver.
A little bit of
Letty, as they say.
That's Mambo number 6.
Yeah. Unreleased.
For you guys are gonna love it when it comes out.
Can we do this for our the acrobat? Is that who we're calling ultimately?
Yeah.
The cat burglar.
I love to have kind of a against the status quo, against what people might assume. Mm-hmm. What if we have, because usually that role is Josh just Gadd, kind of, yeah. That role is just kind of the there. Same thing.
I was going to say Tamara Morrison.
It's not a throwaway, but it's like, wow, it's just impressive because that's what it is in Oceans, is like we get this guy.
Yeah.
What if we have someone who's trying to prove themselves and they're much older, but they know they still got it? What if we do Jackie Chan? What if we have Jackie Chan on the crew? What if we've got a 70-year-old getting it done?
You don't have to convince me to put Jackie Chan in this.
Yeah, dude.
It's cool.
That's great.
That would be so fun.
That's cool with me. And it would be pretty funny if at the end of the day, the cat burglar was actually the one taking out more baddies than even the brute was.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty great.
Can our hacker? I'm sorry, it's just all flooding into me.
No, that's okay.
We don't have to go with any of these.
You're the smooth operator. You're talking us into all of this.
Kate Blanchett.
Sure. She is in Ocean's 8, which we also watched last night.
That's true.
So that might be a little obvious to the cops.
Never mind. I don't want that then. I don't know why we. Well, we already have a Brit, don't we? Is Alan Richson British?
No.
Okay.
Very much not.
Alan Richson. My name's Alan Richson.
I'm the tallest, which is close to.
I'm the tallest man who's ever lived. Yeah, that's me. I'm the bad boy of technology and also the good accent doer.
Yeah,
that's him.
That's great. For the hacker, for no other reason than I just feel like. Can we just say, could it be Finn Wolfhard?
Yeah, that's fine.
Doesn't it feel like he would wear big old glasses and just sort of like,
hey, man, he's done Stranger Things.
Well, and like, like a Gen Z, nice, like a Gen Z hacker who's very like, whatever, guys, I can totally do it. Like, who cares? Hey, man, you know how Gen Z is usually,
like the left side of his screen is all his hacking tabs, and the right side is Subway Surfers.
Mm-hmm. It's Subway Surfers, yeah. And then he's got a Twitch stream open. He's like, look what Kai Cenat just did. He did a sleepover with 50 people, and they're all just doing stuff.
Yeah, that's great. So what roles do we have open now?
We're done. That's our crew. Although, if I could throw us a curveball, I think we need the best heist movies do have like a pickpocket kind of guy, like a sleight of hand. Oh, whoa, that's good.
Ooh,
May Martin.
Yeah.
Ooh. I did.
Welcome to the crew, May.
I did think that you said Steve Martin, which playing his character from the Pink Panther movies.
A little banjo.
Would be excellent.
You play a little banjo and just.
Got your keys.
Okay. I think our heist, I think we get stopped and arrested, but I think we have a really great time.
Yeah, we have a fun time.
And that's what's most important. Yeah. So thanks for planning that heist with me. Now, here's the thing. The other thing this really got me thinking about watching Ocean's 11, because we did Ocean's 11 and then immediately Ocean's 8, which I had never seen. Yeah. Here's my, have y'all seen this movie? Ocean's 8?
Nope.
Here's Carter, you tell me if you kind of agree with this. Here's my quick breakdown of my thoughts of Ocean's 8, especially right after Ocean's 11. It's a decent film. It's a fun movie. It's a bad Ocean's movie.
Yeah.
And it's a bad heist movie. Ocean's 11, the beauty is, the cool heist happens, and then the reveal is that, unbeknownst to us, some other an entirely different plan was also happening simultaneously.
Yeah.
Ocean's 8, we steal a necklace, and the twist is, unbeknownst to us, the actual heist was happening off camera and off screen. And I think that's what I didn't love about it, is it's like, mm-hmm. Oh, we don't really do a heist. We steal one thing, and then the heist happens in a flashback at the end. Yeah. For like 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And I think that was really my biggest problem. I love the concept of how we get out of the stealing. I won't spoil it for anybody, but that's really cool. I think the cast is amazing, but it's just missing a heistiness.
Yeah.
And I think if it wasn't called Oceans and it was just a movie about stealing this necklace,
yeah,
then I think it would be a little better.
Dude, Where's My Necklace?
Tough right. is such a small amount of this cast, like who we have casted in Ocean's 8, feels like they mischief ever in actual life.
Yeah, that's good.
Something about Ocean's 11 is like, you just know all of them mischief, dude.
They're so wily, these guys. So wily.
We're kind of watching their really real good. Lives.
But what it made me think of is I started kind of piecing together again. And, you know, it's been a while. I like to, you know, once a year or so, just sort of check in and be like, what's my current top five? And so could we sort of workshop, talk through in real time what our current top five favorite movies are? Each of us, not like as a podcast, just like put together where we're at, sort of a general order. It doesn't have to be exact.
God, this is such a hard question for me.
Why is that? Is you don't like making that call, or you just don't, you feel like you always forget until you have to think about it?
I feel like I have a hard time narrowing it down to five. Yeah, it's hard to narrow it down.
That's fair. I think it's important to say these are five favorites. It's not necessarily the five. I think five best movies is not interesting.
Yeah. It's probably just the King's Speech five times.
Yeah. That is a good movie. I think I'll go. I can start since I came into this knowing that I was going to ask this question. Thank you. It's a little fair. I think number one for me is still Arrival. It's still just like.
It's so good.
A perfect film for me. I love it so much. Soundtrack, story, acting, everybody. I'm a big Amy Adams fan. It's my favorite Jeremy Renner role. I love that movie. Mm-hmm. Plus the Denis of it all, if you will.
Number one.
I do think that number two for me is Crazy Stupid Love.
Wow. That's so good.
I can't watch it enough. I watch that movie probably twice a year, and I love it so much. Can't get enough of that movie. I think after reflecting on it, that third place for me is Ocean's 11.
Yeah.
It is everything I like in a movie. It is cool. It is sleek. It is fun. It is hilarious. It's a perfect film. I could watch it 100 times. It's one of those movies that
when plot holes happen, you just kind of don't care because the rule of cool wins the day.
Yeah.
And I think that's important.
Stakes are high, but you're not getting real uncomfortable, nervous.
Right.
Either.
Right. And the stakes do feel high, but yeah, it always feels like something's going to get pulled off. You just don't know what. Right. Number four for me is probably, I would say, can I just say the Lord of the Rings trilogy just as a, because you can't really take one without the other.
You sure. Can. If you were to take one, is yours Return or is yours Two Towers?
Return of the King's my favorite.
Yeah.
But I'm comfortable putting that as my representative for the trilogy if we want it to be one film. And then fifth place, I think, is Fantastic Mr. Fox.
So fun. Good. It's been so long since I've watched that.
That movie, also a heist movie, by the way. Which
another
is
Clooney-led heist movie.
Another Clooney-led heist movie. but man, Fantastic Mr. Fox just is like joy wrapped up in a, 100-minute box. It's so much fun. What a great cast. And I think what I've realized putting these together is that many of my favorite movies are ensemble casts where everybody gets to really lean into like a role.
Yeah,
I think Crazy Stupid Love, Oceans, Fantastic Mr. Fox, and Lord of the Rings would all be considered like pretty big ensembles.
Yeah. Ensemble.
Ensemble. I love an ensemble. I love ensemble. Do you have Netflix, Jordan?
Yeah.
So I don't know if we've talked about Physical 100 on this podcast.
I don't know if we've talked about it here, but I'm familiar.
Okay. Well, Physical Asia is what they're doing now, which is their third season. It's very similar concepts to Physical 100, but now we've just taken 8 countries and given us a team of 6 for each of these 8 countries. And now the countries are competing for the countries, which country is the most athletic. And that kind of thing is my favorite thing because it's just, they're given a task. They have to split it up and be like, okay, who's going to play this role? Who's going to play that role? Let's work together, motivation, all that kind of stuff. Pit each other, battle of wills, battle of strength. And anytime I see, because when I think ensemble cast too, like getting the band together, like putting the crew together is one of my favorite things.
100%.
And that makes me think of it. And I think it'd be fun.
That was part of our conversation last night, was that Ocean's 11 might have the all-time greatest we're getting the band together sequence of like going and gathering the crew. Incredible.
Yeah. It immediately felt classic. It felt like this is something they ripped off from years and years ago.
Mm-hmm. I mean, did they rip it off from the original Oceans?
I think it's not pretty different from the original Oceans. Yeah.
I haven't seen the original.
It's good. I'm prepared for someone was asking me my top five the other day. And I'm going to put aside some pride here and I'm going to change my number one.
Whoa.
It is now a number two. If it could be a 1B, it can. But I think everyone knows Silence of the Lambs is my favorite movie. I really do feel like that's a perfect movie. I'm going to put it at number two for today because I'm going to be honest with myself. And I do think number one is Jurassic Park. I just can't. I got to watch that again recently. And there is hardly anything more nostalgia rich for me. It is incredibly impressive. I did a deep dive of that because I was writing about I have two different names. I've got Laura Dern's name in my head, but I was writing about who I think is the heroic lead of that movie for an article that I wrote over the summer and got to watch it in more depth and was just like, this is just brilliant. It is more than just the, I don't think it was made. I don't think Spielberg made it to be a money grab, but it definitely ended up being like the tick on the timeline of like, here's how you make money off of a movie. Like, here's how you go all out and have all the merch and everything. But I just love it too much. There's just so many people in that movie. I think it kind of changed culture, pop culture to an extent, in a good way and in a bad way. But I love it. So that's number one. Number two is Silence of the Lambs. I think number three is Alien. I think number four is The Lion King.
Ooh, good pull.
Yeah. And then I have to have Lord of the Rings on there. And if I was to pick an individual movie, it would be Two Towers. I think Two Towers is perfect. I love it so much.
That's a great
But these are those are all movies that I'm not, even if I don't have the time, I might make myself a little bit late if I have somewhere to be just to show respect. I'm going to watch more than I need to.
Sure.
For those movies.
Sure.
Love.
Makes sense.
Love, love, love.
Okay. You pinned me down to a top five, and I'm squirming against the safety pins holding me to the board with all your other dead bugs.
Hey, nobody's going to hold you to this. It can change. You're okay.
Number one, E.T., the extraterrestrial.
Sure.
Yeah, I love it.
That was not a hard not a hard choice. I've known that's my favorite movie for a long time. Number two, Interstellar.
Yeah.
Which was shopped as a Spielberg project until Nolan got a hold of it and rewrote the back like 25%.
Mm. Fits Nolan more.
Number three, no. Jurassic Park.
Yeah, sure.
Number four, Lord of the Rings, but specifically The Fellowship of the Ring. I don't know why. I don't know why that one particularly.
The fact that I'm in the middle, that I'm the middle installment.
That's
is really
so funny.
Yeah. Fellowship of the Ring. I don't know. I just find myself drawn more towards that one lately than the others. Pretty great. We're getting the crew together scene. That's on Carter's true. Birthday, the Council of Elrond.
That's it.
And then number five is going to be Raiders of the Lost Ark. Pretty sure. Significant placement shift for Raiders from the last time I put this list together.
Wow. You're a Spielberg guy then, huh? You're pretty pretty big Spielberg fan?
Just a bit.
Dude, I've got a movie you would love. It's got a shark.
Shark Tale.
Shark Tale. Yeah, that's Will Smith one. Is in it. You're gonna love it, dude.
Will Smith is in it, playing a fish that looks just like him.
Yes,
it's fair. It's fair, and that's sort of how we do things around here. If you liked that that heist planning, if you like the silly nature of getting your homies together to do something crazy, check out Imagine Dungeons season 2 premiering tomorrow as the crow flies, or as the sort of celestial. Celestial parrot flies, perhaps. And yeah, check that out.
What did you
out.
Say the other day when we were playing? What did you call her?
What did I call her?
Bird of Prayer.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
That was wonderful. I've been thinking about that a lot.
There you go. There you go. To end today's episode, I'd like for each of us to say our name and give our best fake British accent for when we get caught by the cops in our heist. And by best, you know what I mean.
Best.
Well, you
try really, really hard.
You know what I
mean. Try really, really hard. Put yourself on the line. Risk embarrassment.
For two chunks and a hunk, I'm Jordan. And we're going to beat a bit of Barney Rubbo. Trubbo. Yeah, something like that, probably.
You're going to love it when you hear your waveform from that one. We're talking Clip City.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Your waveform is ready to help me in Microsoft Word. I'm Doge, and when the cops catch us, when they try to throw me in the paddy wagon, I'm gonna say something like, "I don't think you are supposed to do all this law enforcement right now. We're supposed to just be allowed to take whatever we want. There's really nothing. There's nothing wrong with that, bruv."
Michael Caine, yeah, a young Michael Caine. I forgot about that.
He did put him. I went by Mickey back in those times.
Mickey Caine.
I'm Carter, and I think I would immediately just go to what I feel to be is my due north for the best British accent ever. And unfortunately, I can't just have that go into normal dialogue. I have to actually like quote a song from this movie. Mm. Yeah. But I think as I'm like trying to slip away and like have a conversation with the cops, because that is my role. So I'm likely out by the end of this, and this is why.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I would just start to kind of like walk a little bit different and be like, chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim tree. And I'm like leaning down, like little pat on the face. A sweep is as lucky can be. Mm. Chim chimney, chim chimney, chim chim true. Good luck will rub off when I shake hands with you. And now he's got the
cuffs are on him.
On his hands.
Yeah.
And I'll say, well, blow me a kiss. And that's when I'm revealing I don't have them on mine anymore. And that's lucky too. And then I like just fall back.
You trip him.
Into an open van.
Yeah.
And then I'm just gone.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's pretty great.
Driven by Letty from.
By Letty.
I think you tip back into an open Dodge Charger. There's no way Letty's driving a van.
That's no way. There's absolutely no way.
It's a fleet of Dodge Chargers.
Well, bye.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.